my fellow Americans, all those that love God and liberty, listen in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you today, folks. Had a great day again here. Hope you had a good weekend, by the way. We had a great weekend up here. We celebrated my wife's birthday and another good friend of hers' birthday. And matter of fact, both of them have Jean, the young lady who celebrated her birthday along with my wife. Jean, just a few years ago, went through cancer and the cancer treatment and is praising the Lord for having another birthday. You know, she's doing fine about 4 years ago, and she's still checking out fine after going through the chemo and radiation. She had throat cancer, and it was very serious. So we're praising the Lord for Jean still being with us up here in our Christian constitutional community, and her husband, Jim. And then my wife was there, of course. It's her birthday, too, tomorrow. Jean's birthday's today. So we had an interesting time. My wife is sitting there. She's sitting right beside Jean and the two birthday girls. And my wife is going through chemo right now and will soon go through radiation treatments. And so it was a lot of praising the Lord for these two wonderful ladies that are going through. Jean's been through a tough time, and my wife is actually going through it right now, as many of you know. And so it was a good time to be there with these two young ladies and be able to praise the Lord for them being with us. And their lives affect so many of us, including me and my family, my wife's life. And so then we went out to the Lewis and Clark Expedition festivities. You know, this is the year of the celebration of the I think it's bicentennial of the Lewis and Clark Expedition. And a lot of to-dos all up and down the river where the Lewis and Clark group left Missouri, I think it was, where it started out and traveled all the way up through our area here and out to the Clearwater River, to the Snake River, to the Columbia River, out to the ocean. And I'll tell you something important about that when we get back after this break, folks. The Lewis and Clark Expedition, and it benefited us today. And so I'll be back to tell you about the benefits of going through that if it comes to your area. Be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Well, welcome back to the Off the Jack the Clam program, folks, and I'll get to the point here. If you have the opportunity to go to the Lewis and Clark Expedition traveling show that they're having all over across the country, happens to be here in Kamiai up till today, and then it's leaving, and we believe going right along Highway 12, our river here, Clearwater River, and in, over to the Snake River and out to the Columbia River, this traveling show of government organizations who put on some great programs explaining about Lewis and Clark and what was that, what that all was about, them going across the country and the dangers they faced and the difficulties they had. But I believe more important than the history of the Lewis and Clark expedition is what you will see at the program, because they have booths set up, booths with people in these booths that live off the land today. We have people that literally live in teepees or buildings they built themselves, sod huts, and they live off the forest, and they live off the land, and they're there to greet you and talk to you and show you how they do it. And we found it very fascinating, and my wife and I went for a little while. She still had the energy to go and walk through some of these exhibits. And the most successful, or rather the most important to us, I think, is to see what it's like to have to live off the land and talk to people that are actually doing it and doing very well for themselves. And so that's what we spent our time doing at the festivities there. And we met people that were an iron maker. Who made things out of iron, a blacksmith, and he had an old blacksmith set up there, had a bellows that he would push on to get his coal hot, and then he would make things out of iron, and he made some of the most wonderful things. He made actual irons that you iron clothes with. If you do not have electricity to plug your iron into, he was, at the time we walked up, was making an iron out of steel that you heated in the fireplace or your fire, whatever kind of fire you have, and you ironed your clothes with it. And he had all kinds of things there for cooking in case one day you don't have the ability, like us up here, to buy propane to fire up our 1977 mobile home, single-wide mobile home here that works on propane and electric. If one day we don't have those things, we need to know how to live and to cook our food outside on a campfire and have the facilities to cook a pot of stew and all those things, folks. And so we found that very exciting, because we believe that unless the Lord returns and stays hand of judgment off this nation, which we can't figure a reason why he would do that, then we're going to go through some very, very difficult times in America. And so we brought a few things home with us, things that were not very expensive, because we're trying to save our money now for gallons of gas. We've got to drive back to Indiana here next month again, and gas prices are twice as high, or almost twice as high as what they were when we went last time. And I imagine the hotel bills will be higher, too, and the food bills and all. So we didn't get a lot, but we got a little fire starter, and that is a piece of flint, a piece of steel, and that we could start a fire with very easily, because if you ever get caught out in the wilderness or out without an ability to start a fire, and you don't know how to do it the Boy Scout way, then you'd need a little thing here. And it comes in a little tin, and it has a piece of flint in it and a piece of steel that you wrap around your fingers, and you make sparks, and it will start a fire for you. And so just a few little things like that that we added to our survival kit, because we can see the day, we can see the possibility of being like it is in New Orleans and being like it is in other places of Louisiana and Mississippi down there, where the people may just not have anything that they're used to survive on. So we're trying our best to pay attention, get training, take the training, and learn knowledge about surviving the way our grandmamas and granddaddies did. At least mine did. My grandpapa and grandmother lived out on the prairie in north, South Dakota, and they lived in a sod hut, no electricity, no running water, and the kids went out and picked up cow chips to burn for fuel in the wintertime to keep them warm and alive, and they lived off the land. And so this is what we need to think about today, sadly, because two things are going on. The international crime families that control our nation are bringing us down purposely to third world nation status. But the big thing we have to be concerned about is God had always had his hand on America to make sure no enemy that came against America would succeed. But we believe now the Lord has withdrawn his hand, and we are coming under bondage, and we're coming under a totalitarian system here in this nation because we deserve it. We've allowed God to be thrown out of this nation. You've heard me say this 100 times on this show. Christians have withdrawn into their prayer closets and going to church on, going into churchianity once a week or 3 times, 4 times a week, and just praying that the rapture gets here before the Antichrist grabs them. And they're not doing the work that God told us to do to occupy this nation and the institutions till he returns. So it's coming down, folks. Unless we go back, as I say repeatedly, and you're probably tired of hearing this, unless we'll open up the scriptures, go to 2 Chronicles 7:14 and obey what God told us to do so that he would put his hand of safety and prosperity on America again and heal our land, we're going down. And so that's why I hope that you are interested in how to survive in the days ahead without all the fancy things that you have today, such as electricity and heating oil and cooking fuel and so forth. These are fancy things today, folks. My grandma and granddad would tell you that these are really fancy, dancy things that we have today. Clicking on a light and the light comes on, or clicking on the electric and the stove gets hot and the oven gets hot and so forth. You better start thinking and also praying about how God would have you exist in the days ahead. And don't forget, one of the most important things you have to pray about is where God wants you to be during these days. Yes, where you're going to be. That's where we came out to Idaho from around 35 different states. We Christians came out from these states and went up here to Idaho County, Idaho, to start building a life together for those that love the Lord Jesus Christ and love freedom and liberty and working together to help the good people here in Idaho County who have been here for generations, the good Christian people here that have been here for generations with their families, help them to hold these county offices and all of our institutions under Christian morality and Christian law, like they used to be. And so, anyway, think about and pray about, first of all, where God wants you to be in the days ahead, if God allows this nation to go down to the level that the international crime families want it to go down to, and then also be in prayer and get interested in every way of living where you don't turn on the electrical light and you do not take the gas from the gas lines and so forth. Please, folks, be aware that the day could come when you'll have to live off the land again. And you have to get yourself in a position like this old grandpapa does here to where I can prepare a place for my kids and 9 grandchildren to get to. They're too busy earning a living and living their lives, my sons and my 9 grandchildren, to do what I'm doing. So I'm up here doing this for them and providing a place for them and learning how to live off the land so that if the day comes when they have to flee Arizona and the other areas they're in, they can come here and live with other people that love the Lord and have asked Him to put His hand of security over this place. And let us prosper without taking the mark. And I won't say any more about that because you that are Christians know what I'm talking about when I say living outside the system without taking the mark. Okay, let's get into some other things here. Great weekend we had. We learned some new things this weekend, celebrated the wife's birthday, and so we're looking forward to this week, getting back into doing what God asked us to do with our lives. We've received another one, came in last week, talking to us about a report that Bush is drinking again. And my wife saw him over the weekend and said, man, does he look bad. Well, I said, yeah, I've just got a report from some people that are in contact with White House aides and others I won't mention, but closely involved in the White House. They're saying that Bush is drinking again, and here today we get another report. Bush is out of control. I'll share that with you when we get back, folks. What do you think? Is that a possibility? We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
That old cop, Jack McGlam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains with you today. And I say this to you because we've been working with police officers and military, police officers, local, state, and federal for over two decades now. And we have our contacts and we have our, communication network. And occasionally we hear from people that are in security and in law enforcement and in the military that are very close to the president and the White House or to those inside the White House. And so the reason I'm bringing this to your attention is because what Doug Thompson has sent us here about Bush out of control rings true to us by other sources that we hear from about our president being a raving lunatic at times in the White House. Now, this has nothing whatsoever to do with the Republican Socialist Party or Democratic Socialist Party. They both are internationally led, and we're going either one in the White House. Doesn't make any difference if it's a Democrat Socialist or Republican Socialist administration, we're going the same direction into this world government system. So this is not political, what I'm telling you here, because it's been substantiated a number of times to others we know who have contacts that tell us that these things are going on. But anyway, Doug Thompson says, if you buy a beleaguered, overworked White House aide enough drinks, they'll tell you sordid tales of an administration under siege, beset by bitter staff infighting and led by a man whose mood swings suggest paranoia bordering on schizophrenia. We describe a president whose public persona masks an iron, angry, obscenity-spouting man who berates his staff, unleashes tirades against those he disagrees with, and ends meetings in the Oval Office nowadays by, get out of here. Can you imagine, folks, you're having a meeting in the Oval Office and it's over. The president tells you to get out of here. I'll bet you he says something else along with get out of here. But in fact, George W. Bush's mood swings have become so drastic that White House emails often today contain weather reports to warn of the president's demeanor before you come upon him. Calm seas means Bush is calm, while tornado alert is a warning that he is PO'd at the world. Decreasing job approval ratings and increased criticism with his own party drives the president's paranoia even higher. Bush, in a meeting with senior advisors, called Senior Majority Leader Bill Frist a G.D. traitor for opposing him on stem cell research. Now, once again, I didn't use the term he used. He used GD. You can imagine what that is. But it is not coming from the mouth of a Christian, folks, as you know. No Christian I know, real Christian, would say that. But Bush uses it quite often among some of his fairer tirades and words that he used. That's some of his best words, because he uses some that are even more astonishing to people that would think that this was coming from a Christian man's lips, which, of course, it is not. One of the aides says this, there's real concern in the West Wing that the president is losing it, a high-level aide told me recently. This is Doug Thompson speaking. There's real concern, and let's see, a year ago, this website discovered the White House physician prescribed antidepressants to Bush. The news came after revelations that the president's wide mood swings led some administration staffers to doubt his sanity. Although GOP loyalists dismissed the reports as anti-Bush propaganda, the reports were later confirmed by prominent George Washington University psychiatrist Dr. Justin Frank in his book, Bush on the Couch, Inside the Mind of the President. Dr. Frank diagnosed the president as a paranoid megalomaniac and mistreated an untreated alcoholic whose lifelong state of sadism, ranging from childhood pranks using firecrackers to explode frogs, to insulting journalists, gloating over state executions, and pumping his hands gleefully before the bombing of Baghdad, showcased Bush's instability. I was really very unsettled by him, and this is the doctor talking, and I started watching videos, everything he did, everything he wrote, everything he said on video. I felt he was disturbed, Dr. Frank said. He fits the profile of a former drinker whose alcoholism has been arrested but not treated. Well, last week we received a report, folks, that his alcoholism is back on course, that he's drinking heavily today. Dr. Frank's conclusions have been praised by other prominent psychiatrists, and we'll talk to you about them when we get back. And, yes, interesting, folks, but we have some comments from our side here at our Police and Military Association about this when we return. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85%. 20% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Off the Jack McGlam program, and we're just going to end the letter here. We just received a report from Doug Thompson. And it says here Bush is out of control, and it seems like some psychiatrists agree with him. Now, I'll talk to you about psychiatrists in a few minutes, and I don't agree with most psychiatrists out there because most of them are really psychotic themselves, of the ones I've met over the years, most of them, that is. But anyway, Dr. Frank's conclusions here that Bush is a disturbed man and schizophrenic. The conclusions have been praised by other prominent psychiatrists, including Dr. James Grotstein, professor at ACLU Medical Center, and Dr. Ivan Yolom, MD, professor emeritus at Stanford University Medical School. As a recovering alcoholic, sober 11 years, 2 months, and 9 days, I know all too well the symptoms that Dr. Frank described, and after watching Bush for the past several years, I have to, unfortunately, agree with him. Don't know which one that was, but I guess it's Dr. Ivan Yolom, because it's right after his name. I believe that's who said that. Conversations over the last few weeks with lifelong friends who work in the Bush White House confirm even more what Dr. Frank says and others have suggested. The President of the United States is out of control. How long can the ship of state continue to sail with a madman at the helm? That's the conclusion at the end of this report from Doug Thompson. Well, I want to tell you, be of good cheer, folks. Bush isn't in control. Never has been in control. It is our belief here at our two police and military associations that Vice President Cheney and old man Bush are really co-presidents, and that Bush Sr. makes very, very few decisions. And if he makes a decision that does not match what his handlers have told him he will make, he will be gone. Believe me, he'll do a John Kennedy or a Robert Kennedy, and he'll be gone, because taking America down to third world nation status and bringing on martial law in America to where we have such great fear that we will relinquish our constitutionally protected rights and putting us under this Antichrist world government system is the goal. And if Bush Jr. ever had a problem with fulfilling those goals, he'd be gone in a heartbeat. Because Vice President Cheney and his old man, Bush Sr., would take him out somehow. And or the ones that are actually their handlers, because it is not Vice President Cheney nor Bush Sr. that is in control of this world government system. They are here in the United States to bring America under this third world nation status and bring all of us under this totalitarian national system here, a military rule system, if you would, okay? But they're not calling the shots for the world. They're getting orders from on high from these top-level international crime families, the 300 that has been talked about over the years, which the Bush crime family is not one of. Okay, they want to be. They're wannabes, and they're working hard to be so evil that they will be promoted up into this high level of this international crime syndicate, this international crime cabal, but they are lowly lieutenants in it at this time. So we'll see how they do. If they can destroy America as their goal and as their orders demand, they may very well move up, and I'm sure they will. Okay? So don't worry about the president being out of control. He's never been in control of anything. All right? Yes, he's got to sign the paperwork, but if he refuses to sign what his handlers want him to sign, oh, my goodness, he can disappear real quick. He can leap out of the White House, the tallest part of the White House, break his neck, or who knows, go to the loony bin and then be locked up because he's mentally deranged or something. Something could happen to him. So don't believe people when they say the president's out of control because he's never been in control, all right? That's coming from our two police and military associations here. Now, something good that I read today was very, very good, matter of fact, and it's going around, is that a judge, okay, a district court judge has halted gun seizures in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area. Fantastic. Shocking, but fantastic. We just received a report from Bellevue, Washington, that U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana this afternoon issued a temporary restraining order on behalf of the Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association, bringing to an end the firearm seizures from citizens living in and around New Orleans. District Judge Jay Zaney, Z-A-I-N-E-Y, issued the restraining order against all parties named in the lawsuit filed Thursday by the Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association. Defendants in the lawsuit include New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and Police Chief Edwin Compass III. Alan Gottlieb, head of the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, said this is a great victory, not just for the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, but primarily for law-abiding gun owners everywhere. And I agree. We are proud to have joined forces with the NRA and put an end to what has amounted to a warrantless gun grab by authorities in New Orleans and surrounding jurisdictions. Over the past 3 weeks, he continued, residents who have lost virtually everything in the devastation following Hurricane Katrina had also essentially been stripped of something even more precious, their civil rights and their rights to self-defense because of these gun seizures. Second Amendment Foundation and NRA had no alternative but to take action, Gottlieb added. If these gun confiscations had been allowed to continue without challenge, it would have set a dangerous precedent that would have encouraged authorities in other jurisdictions to believe that they could suspend the civil rights of citizens in the event of some other emergency. What must happen now, and quickly, said Gottlieb, is for authorities in New Orleans area to explain how they will return all of those firearms to their rightful owners. And do it promptly. Well, let me tell you, Alan Gottlieb, and knowing fellow police officers like I do and government officials like I do, is they're going to have to find out where all those nice firearms went. Because they weren't impounded as they should have been. They probably went into the homes and automobiles and gun collections of those in authority. So, boy, oh, boy, this causes a real problem. Now they've got to go find who took all those guns. And let me tell you, some of these people won't admit to it because they can't admit to it because they weren't supposed to take them home and put them in their own gun collections. They were supposed to impound them at the police impound so that under the name of the person they took them from so that they could return them one day if that was what was decided by the people in high office. So now they have a suit they're facing, and they've got to find all these guns. But what this ruling affirms from this district court judge is that even in the face, folks, of great natural disasters, governments cannot arbitrarily deprive citizens of their rights. Thanks to some great teamwork between the SAF, that's the Second Amendment Foundation, and the NRA, this sort of thing will hopefully never happen again. Well, don't count on it, but good work, guys. Good work. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Good news. And also, I'll tell you what, we are thrilled to know that we have a judge out there that District Court Judge Jay, that's J-A-Y, Z-A-I-N-E-Y, would issue a restraining order against the government. That's fantastic. As I said, we never intentionally make blanket statements around here at our two police and military associations. We tend to want to think all judges are bad and evil people, but they're not. Not all of them are. We've known a number. Matter of fact, a couple of judges have written very good things in the newspaper about Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues and on police and military against the New World Order. They like us. Some of these judges do. So not all things are bad all the time, folks. And so Judge Jay Zaney, our hat's off to you for doing the right thing by issuing these restraining orders. Very fascinating, folks. Very fascinating. And it's good news to know that we still have a few judges we can have a little faith in. I want to share with you something now that is very important, folks, very important, and that is Kevin McDonald, Professor Kevin McDonald has done it again. He's a man that speaks the truth. If you've not looked up his name, put Professor Kevin McDonald in the search engine, push the button, or go to this must be his email. This must be his email address, but I'm going to give you a place to go for this very important report. We've got a how-many-page report now, is it? Oh, boy. Doesn't even say, but it looks like about a 20-page report here on Freud's folly, Professor Freud. You remember Professor Freud? It is the demigod of psychoanalysis. Psychoanalysis practitioners are a religion, a cult, and a political movement in our country today, folks. And if you don't believe it, read Dr. Kevin McDonald's report, and I'll tell you where the website is right now. It's at www.C, as in Charlie, S as in Sierra, ULB, as in Bravo, .edu. Now I'm going to go over that again. www.cs, and that's Charlie Sierra, ULB.edu, standing for education, edu, /. Oh, boy, I forgot what that little thing is. Oh, there's a special name for that little thing, that little squiggly line. A tilde. There we go. Thank you, Paul. That's what it is. I keep forgetting the name of that. A tilde. And people are saying, what the heck is a tilde? Well, you have to see it to understand it. But it's like a hyphen, but it's squiggly. And they have them on computers, all right? So you get www.csulb.edu/ a tilde, KMACD. KMACD. /paper, the word paper, dash, not a tilde this time, but a dash, CREWS, Freud, and that's a capital FREUD, all right, it's CREWS, capital CREWS, and making it one word, it just goes on, no space, CREWS, capital FREUD, .html. Now, that's a long one, folks, but I want you to get there because this is such an excellent report, you need to have it. And I'll tell you, it's exposing the psychoanalyst crew around this nation and around the world as a religion, a cult, and political movement. The psychiatrists, the psychologists, and so forth. And he's done an exceptionally well-documented job here of pointing this out. Once again, that website, critical that you take this down, and if you don't have a computer, go to a friend and get this article. I don't have it up on my website. My webmaster is extremely busy. He's just come back from having his computer down for 2-3 months. He's trying his best to get these things up. But here it is again. www.csulb.edu/KMACD. KMACD/paper-, and now this is one word, CREWS, CREWS, capital FREUD, period, or dot, HTML. And you should get this report of Dr. Kevin McDonald. Very interesting, very important. I tell you why it's important, folks, because our children are beset today, beset with psychiatrists and psychoanalysts that are coming in on our children and trying to disrupt their ability to think for themselves. And I can prove this to you from reading to you one of these individuals, one of these psychoanalysts here, a socialist and an atheist hero of the left, back in 1953. He wrote, Bertrand Russell wrote this in his book, The Impact of Science on Society. Here's what he said. It is to be expected that advances in psychology will give governments much more control over individual mentality than they have now. Education should aim at destroying free will of children so that after pupils have left school, they shall be incapable throughout the rest of their lives of thinking or acting otherwise than their schoolmasters would have wished. He went on to say diet, injections, you know what that is, folks. You got to have your shots before you go to school. Got to have your shots when you're first born. He said diet, injections, and diet means what are they putting in your food? Okay, let me go back now. He says diet, injections, and injunctions will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character and the sort of belief that the authorities consider desirable. Very, very evil, folks. So you need to get this report by Dr. Kevin McDonald. I'm going to finish up Bertrand Russell's quote here when we get back after the break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look
back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger and, much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Enough. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Back on the Pump Protection Plan program, just going over the importance of understanding what this thing, psychiatry and psychology, is all about in this nation. It's a program, it's a plan for bringing us all under subjugation. And most of your psychiatrists and psychologists don't even understand all these things, folks. So, once again, they are not the problem. It's those people behind the scenes that are manipulating the psychiatrists and social, and the socialists, others in that field to an end. And that end is putting us all under a highly controlled, totally controlled totalitarian world government system. But anyway, back to Bertrand Russell. I'll reread this part here before the break came up. It says, our children, dealing with our children, through diet, injection, and injunctions, will combine from a very early age to produce the sort of character in the children and the sort of beliefs that the authorities consider desirable. And any serious criticism of the powers that be will become psychologically impossible. Even if all else, all are miserable, he says, even if all the people are miserable, all will believe themselves happy because the government will tell them that they are so. The system may well one may well surmise will be something like this, except possibly the governing aristocracy that we have running our government today, folks, both the state government and the federal government. All but 5% of the males and 30% of the females will be sterilized. The 30% of the females will be expected to spend the years from 18 to 40 in reproduction. As a rule, artificial insemination will be preferred to the natural method. The unsterilized, if they desire the pleasures of love, will usually have to seek them with sterilized partners. Children will be taken from their mothers and reared by professional government nurses. The laboring class will have so long hours of work and so little to eat that their desires will hardly extend beyond sleep and food. the upper class being deprived of softer pleasures, both by the abolition of the family and the supreme duty of devotion to the state, will acquire the mentality of ascetics. They will only care for power, and in the pursuit of it will not shrink from cruelty to the public. Generally, by selective breeding, the congenital differences between the rulers and the ruled will increase until they will become almost different species. A result of revolt of the plebs, the slaves that is, would become an unthinkable as an organized insurrection of sheep against the practice of eating mutton. This is what one of these elitist psychopoliticians thinks, folks, and we should understand, because some years back, a number of years ago, a communist, well-known communist, Kenneth Galf, was involved in promoting something called psychopolitics in America. And he wrote a book, okay, called The Synthesis of the Russian Textbook on Psychopolitics. And he came out of communism and exposed to the American Congress, that is. He didn't get it out to the American people as well as we wish he had, because it was suppressed. But he said, during my training, I was trained in psychopolitics. This is the art of capturing the mind of the nation through brainwashing and fake mental health. Get a hold of Dr. Kevin McDonald's article, folks, and I hope that it will help you understand what's going on and keep your children and yourself away from these psychiatrists and psychopoliticians. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Truly do. Good night.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials. Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Off the Jack the Glam program. And we're just going to end the letter here. We just received a report from Doug Thompson. And it says here Bush is out of control, and it seems like some psychiatrists agree with him. Now, I'll talk to you about psychiatrists in a few minutes, and I don't agree with most psychiatrists out there because most of them are really psychotics themselves, of the ones I've met over the years, most of them, that is. But anyway, Dr. Frank's conclusions here that Bush is a disturbed man and schizophrenic. The conclusions have been praised by other prominent psychiatrists, including Dr. James Rothstein, professor at ACLU Medical Center, and Dr. Ivan Yolom, MD, professor emeritus at Stanford University Medical School. As a recovering alcoholic, sober 11 years, 2 months, and 9 days, I know all too well the symptoms that Dr. Frank described, and after watching Bush for the past several years, I have to, unfortunately, agree with him. Don't know which one that was, but I guess it's Dr. Ivan Yolom, because it's right after his name. I believe that's who said that. Conversations over the last few weeks with lifelong friends who work in the Bush White House confirm even more what Dr. Frank says and others have suggested. The President of the United States is out of control. How long can the ship of state continue to sail with a madman at the helm? That's the conclusion at the end of this report from Doug Thompson. Well, I want to tell you, be of good cheer, folks. Bush isn't in control. Never has been in control. It is our belief here at our two police and military associations that Vice President Cheney and old man Bush are really co-presidents, and that Bush Sr. makes very, very few decisions. And if he makes a decision that does not match what his handlers have told him he will make, he will be gone. Believe me, he'll do a John Kennedy or a Robert Kennedy, and he'll be gone, because taking America down to third world nation status and bringing on martial law in America to where we have such great fear that we will relinquish our constitutionally protected rights and putting us under this Antichrist world government system is the goal. And if Bush Jr. ever had a problem with fulfilling those goals, he'd be gone in a heartbeat. Because Vice President Cheney and his old man, Bush Sr., would take him out somehow. And or the ones that are actually their handlers, because it is not Vice President Cheney nor Bush Sr. that is in control of this world government system. They are here in the United States to bring America under this third world nation status and bring all of us under this totalitarian national system here, a military rule system, if you would, okay? But they're not calling the shots for the world. They're getting orders from on high from these top-level international crime families, the 300 that has been talked about over the years, which the Bush crime family is not one of. Okay, they want to be. They're wannabes, and they're working hard to be so evil that they will be promoted up into this high level of this international crime syndicate, this international crime cabal, but they are lowly lieutenants in it at this time. So we'll see how they do. If they can destroy America as their goal and as their orders demand, they may very well move up, and I'm sure they will. Okay? So don't worry about the president being out of control. He's never been in control of anything. All right? Yes, he's got to sign the paperwork. But if he refuses to sign what his handlers want him to sign, oh, my goodness, he can disappear real quick. He can leap out of the White House, the tallest part of the White House, break his neck, or who knows, go to the loony bin and then be locked up because he's mentally deranged or something. Something could happen to him. So don't believe people when they say the president's out of control because he's never been in control, all right? That's coming from our two police and military associations here. Now, something good that I read today was very, very good, matter of fact, and it's going around, is that a judge, okay, a district court judge has halted gun seizures in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area. Fantastic. Shocking, but fantastic. We just received a report from Bellevue, Washington, that U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Louisiana this afternoon issued a temporary restraining order on behalf of the Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association, bringing to an end the firearm seizures from citizens living in and around New Orleans. District Judge Jay Zaney, Z-A-I-N-E-Y, issued the restraining order against all parties named in the lawsuit filed Thursday by the Second Amendment Foundation and the National Rifle Association. Defendants in the lawsuit include New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin and Police Chief Edwin Compass III. Alan Gottlieb, head of the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, said this is a great victory, not just for the NRA and the Second Amendment Foundation, but primarily for law-abiding gun owners everywhere. And I agree. We are proud to have joined forces with the NRA and put an end to what has amounted to a warrantless gun grab by authorities in New Orleans and surrounding jurisdictions. Over the past 3 weeks, he continued, residents who have lost virtually everything in the devastation following Hurricane Katrina had also essentially been stripped of something even more precious, their civil rights and their rights to self-defense because of these gun seizures. Second Amendment Foundation and NRA had no alternative but to take action, Gottlieb added. If these gun confiscations had been allowed to continue without challenge, it would have set a dangerous precedent that would have encouraged authorities in other jurisdictions to believe that they could suspend the civil rights of citizens in the event of some other emergency. What must happen now, and quickly, said Gottlieb, is for authorities in New Orleans area to explain how they will return all of those firearms to their rightful owners and do it promptly. Well, let me tell you, Alan Gottlieb, and knowing fellow police officers like I do and government officials like I do, is they're going to have to find out where all those nice firearms went. Because they weren't impounded as they should have been. They probably went into the homes and automobiles and gun collections of those in authority. So, boy, oh, boy, this causes a real problem. Now they've got to go find who took all those guns. And let me tell you, some of these people won't admit to it because they can't admit to it because they weren't supposed to take them home and put them in their own gun collections. They were supposed to impound them at the police impound so that under the name of the person they took them from so that they could return them one day if that was what was decided by the people in high office. So now they have a suit they're facing, and they've got to find all these guns. But what this ruling affirms from this district court judge is that even in the face, folks, of great natural disasters, governments cannot arbitrarily deprive citizens of their rights. Thanks to some great teamwork between the SAF, that's the Second Amendment Foundation, and the NRA, this sort of thing will hopefully never happen again. Well, don't count on it, but good work, guys. Good work. Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Good news. And also, I'll tell you what, we are thrilled to know that we have a judge out there that, District Court Judge Jay, that's J-A-Y, Z-A-I-N-E-Y, would issue a restraining order against the government. That's fantastic. As I said, we never intentionally make blanket statements around here at our two police and military associations. We tend to want to think all judges are bad and evil people, but they're not. Not all of them are. We've known a number. Matter of fact, a couple of judges have written very good things in the newspaper about Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues and on police and military against the New World Order. They like us. Some of these judges do. So not all things are bad all the time, folks. And so Judge Jay Zaney, our hat's off to you for doing the right thing by issuing these restraining orders. Very fascinating, folks. Very fascinating. And it's good news to know that we still have a few judges we can have a little faith in. I want to share with you something now that is very important, folks. Very important. And that is Kevin McDonald, Dr. Professor Kevin McDonald has done it again. He's a man that speaks the truth. If you've not looked up his name, put Professor Kevin McDonald in the search engine, push the button. Or go to this must be his email. This must be his email address, but I'm going to give you a place to go for this very important report. We've got a how many page report now is it? Oh boy, doesn't even say, but it looks like about a 20 page report here on Freud's folly. Professor Freud, you remember Professor Freud? It is the demigod of psychoanalysis practitioners. Psychoanalysis practitioners are a religion, a cult, and a political movement in our country today, folks. And if you don't believe it, read Dr. Kevin McDonald's report. And I'll tell you where the website is right now. It's at www.c, as in Charlie, s as in Sierra, ulb, as in Bravo, .edu. Now I'm going to go over that again. www.cs, and that's Charlie Sierra, ulb.edu, standing for education, edu, /, oh boy, I forgot what that little thing is. No, there's a special name for that little thing, that little squiggly line. A tilde. There we go. Thank you, Paul. What is it? I keep forgetting the name of that. A tilde. And people are saying, what the heck is a tilde? Well, you have to see it to understand it. But it's like a hyphen, but it's squiggly. And they have them on computers. All right? So you get www.cslb.edu/a tilde KMACD. KMACD. /paper, the word paper, dash, not a tilde this time, but a dash, CREWS, Freud, and that's a capital FREUD, all right, it's CREWS, capital CREWS, and making it one word, it just goes on, no space, CREWS, capital FREUD dot HTML. Now, that's a long one, folks, but I want you to get there because this is such an excellent report. You need to have it. And I'll tell you, it's exposing the psychoanalyst crew around this nation and around the world as a religion, a cult, and political movement. The psychiatrist, the psychologist, and so forth. And he's done an exceptionally well-documented job here of pointing this out. Once again, that website, critical that you take this down, and if you don't have a computer, go to a friend and get this article. I don't have it up on my website. My webmaster is extremely busy. He's just come back from having his computer down for 2-3 months. He's trying his best to get these things up. But here it is again. www.cslb.edu/tilde KMACD. KMACD /paper-, and now this is one word, CREWS, CREWS, capital FRE. UD, period, or dot, HTML. And you should get this report of Dr. Kevin McDonald. Very interesting, very important. I tell you why it's important, folks, because our children are beset today, beset with psychiatrists and psychoanalysts that are coming in on our children and trying to disrupt their ability to think for themselves. And I can prove this to you from reading to you one of these individuals, one of these psychoanalysts here, a socialist and an atheist hero of the left,